Since the September 11th attacks, there have been over 500 people prosecuted for terrorism-related offenses. And this is a number that sounds really big, and it makes it sound like Americans are being kept safe from terrorism attacks. But we found that in a lot of these cases, people were prosecuted who never would have committed a terrorist act in the first place if it weren't for the involvement of the FBI. The theory behind some of these cases is that these people are terrorists in waiting. If the FBI hadn't shown up and taken them down the path of committing this terrorist act, Al-Qaeda would instead. But we don't have evidence of that actually happening.
What this means is that American Muslim communities are being treated as suspect, that law enforcement approach them not just as partners in countering terrorism or providing information about potential terrorist attacks, but as places where terrorism could be bred. These were not individuals who were ever planning on their own to actually conduct terrorist activities. They were individuals who were vulnerable to being recruited. They're young men, an 18-year-old. They're people with mental illness, schizophrenia. They're people who are susceptible because they want money and they could be bribed.
The prosecution of four men from Newburgh, New York is really emblematic of a lot of the human rights violations we've seen in federal terrorism prosecutions around the country. These men were vulnerable, they needed money, and they were lured in.
You're taking four people who have never committed an act of terrorism before, who have no political aspirations, no means to commit the crime, no access to terrorists to help them commit the crime, no access to the money to buy the weapons, not even access to cars to get to the sites of potential attack.
The idea that law enforcement should do anything and everything to prevent the risk of a terrorist attack means that there are people locked up in federal prisons right now who probably shouldn't be, people who are serving very long sentences, who probably shouldn't be, families that have been torn apart, and communities around this country who live in fear.